Next case on the docket, Robert Ransford, James Monahan, and Michael Murphy. Bring out that delegation, Dan. Is your name Ransford?
Yes, Your Worship. Robert J. Ransford, the British subject and quartermaster on the steamship Estia.
Your name Monahan?
Yes, sir. James Francis Monahan.
What's your name?
Murphy Thomas Murphy.
You see a charge by Officers Tate, Curtis, Paget, Tolliver, Gray. Lucky they didn't have to call out the militia to get you here. You charged on three separate counts: drunk and disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and murderous assault and battery on the body and person of each other. Tell us about it, Ransford.
Well, Your Worship, I come ashore last night off of my vessel about 5 bells to do a bit of shopping. And going back aboard ship, I struck into a near beer saloon, and I had a flask in my pocket, and I've asked those two Irishmen who were in there to have a drink with me. We've had several drinks, and had a bit of a song and a story, and getting along very nicely. And about midnight, the little Irishman asked me very casually, "How long are you in America?" And I thought I'd make a bit of a joke, and I said about 5'8", and that's all I remember. I remember hearing a lot of glasses breaking after that. Then I hear that big Irishman say very distinctly, "Throw him out a window." The little chap said no, take him up another flight. Then everything got dark. And when I returned to consciousness, I was back here in a cell. I should never have been brought here, Worship.
You want to say anything, Monahan?
Not a word. Murphy told me to keep my mouth shut.
You anything to say, Murphy?
I have, Your Honor, and a whole lot. Monahan and myself were drinking last night here in a near beer saloon. Without a word of warning, in he comes. And without ever being introduced to us, says he in a loud, vulgar voice, "Will you have a drink?" Well, says I, to save trouble, we will. We're drinking very quietly, and Monahan and him have words and go to the floor. I don't know what come between them, but I didn't want Monahan to be alone, and I went with him. We gave him a good beating and wouldn't be here now but for Monahan. I have him 2 squares away before the police come at all. But Monahan sees them carrying the lad down to the jail, and nothing will do him but he goes down and tries to get in and beat him again. And I went down to face the fireman to pair him with his grass.
I reckon you all been drinking a little too much. 4½ apiece and cough. That'll be 5.25.
But, Your Worship, do I understand you correctly? That I have to pay 5.25 for having made knocked off?
You'll pay to go to jail if you don't. You got any money, Monahan?
I had $1.30 when I was brought here, but the police robbed me.
You haven't been robbed. I've got that here in the desk. Have you any money, Murphy?
I had me wage pay, a $10 note and 2 ones, and the same fella trimmed me.
You haven't been robbed or trimmed. You've been searched.
I thought he gave us a good testing. If Your Honor don't mind, take the both fines out of my 12. Monahan hasn't enough, and I wouldn't leave him here in the jail.
That'll be $10.50.
Take it and welcome him. It's well worth it.
Mr. Brown?
What is it, Henry?
You're to come to that circus parade. If you want kids, you better come on. It's coming right down Washington Avenue.
Dan, you better lock up those other niggas for a half hour. Here comes that circus parade. I'm going out to see him. Court adjourned.